Joining me in studio is Rachel Charles, the manager director for Brownies and Downies. He believes in positive improvement through authentic learning. He started developing his own entrepreneurial flair from his early years while gaining experience in hospital retail, distribution, importing, and manufacturing. He is joined by Wendy, studied social work and did her internship in South Africa. Here is where she realized that there is not much in South Africa for people with intellectual disability. With her dad being a baker and she working in the hospitality since she was 15 years old, her and Rachel came up with the idea to set up Downies and Brownies in South Africa, which opened on 8th February 2016. Also joining them is Takara Fisher. Takara has a learning disability. She's also part of the Downies team and Brownies. Welcome all. Please tell us more about yourselves and your role at Downies and Brownies.
Okay, thank you for having us here. It's awesome to be here. I'm Wade. And I'm the managing director at Brownies and Downies. I make sure to do all the business stuff at the shop. All the boring stuff you see at the back, or you don't see at the back. All the fun stuff is done by Takara and Wendy in the front. But I do all the finance stuff and the marketing. And that's what I do. Wendy?
Yeah. Hi, guys. My name is Wendy. And I am the founder. Together with Wade, we started it, and I'm also the head social worker, so that means that I'm usually with Takara and our other young adults in the front, so we run the restaurant in the front, and then if there is any issues, because some of our young adults have Down syndrome, autism, fetal alcohol syndrome, so if some of them have problems or issues, then they always come to me. That's why I am in the front. Then I'll give it over to Takara. Who are you?
Hello, I'm Takara Fisher, and I help the kids in the front serve customers, and if they have any issues, try and help them, or if I need any more assistance, I'll call Wendy or Wade and help them out with whatever needs to be done in the front. So basically, that's all I have to say.
How did the first Brownies and Downies come about?
As you said earlier, when I did my internship here in South Africa, because I'm actually from the Netherlands, in Europe, and then I realized that there's not really much here for young adults with intellectual disabilities, so for kids with Down syndrome and autism and fetal alcohol syndrome. So then I met Wade, and we both set it up. It took us more than a year to set everything up, but eventually we got it right. We registered as a charity and everything, and then on the 8th of February 2016 we opened our doors. Yeah.
Is the name Downies offensive?
Some people find it offensive, yes, but it actually comes from the Netherlands, so the name Browns and Downies is already in the Netherlands. They have almost 50 stores now in the Netherlands, and we have one in South Africa and two in Belgium, and that's also where, so I think that's going to go on to your second question, that's where the name comes from. So the parents in the Netherlands started it. So the very first shop in the Netherlands, those young adults that work there and their parents, they came up with the name, and they actually asked the kids and said, would you like this name? Do you find it offensive? And they said they don't find it offensive at all, because they said, we don't call them a Downy. We don't say you are a Downy. It's just the name of the shop. It's not meant to be, you know, a bad name or anything like that. It's just the name of the shop. And the parents also said, you know, yes, it can be negative, but at least then we're getting attention, because that's what we need. We need to get attention for people with intellectual disabilities. And even if it's negative, at least we are getting some attention. So that's why they did say keep the name. That's why they kept the name. Yeah.
What does the training consist of?
Well, the training is mostly, we call it skills-based training or on-the-job training. So that means that, for example, Takara will be working in the front. She, one of your favorite places is the front of us, Takara, the yes. waitering. So she'll be working in the front. If she's got any questions, Wendy or our other waiters or our managers will come and help them. And if there's some things that Takara needs to learn or our other young adults need to learn, we'll teach them. We teach them how to interact with people, to talk to people, how to sell things, how to teach them about all the products we have. So all the lovely brownies and the food and the yummy stuff. We teach them about that and what's in it. And also because we try to train people with intellectual disabilities in the cafe, in our cafe, but to find work elsewhere as well. We help to find work for them as well. So they need to be able to work in other restaurants or in other shops like retail places that you'll go and buy groceries and all of that.
The people with intellectual disabilities that are employed at the Browners and Downers, are they only waiters or do they do more?
No, so our young adults do everything at the shop. And Takara can probably vouch for that. They are also waiters, yes, but it depends on what they like. So some of our autistic kids don't like people or they don't like to be around too many people. So they're not waiters. They will be in the kitchen because it's a little bit less quiet. There's not too many people in the kitchen, or they will be in what we call the bar. Or the coffee area where we make the coffee with the little hearts and everything. They get trained in doing that as well. And they can also, if they want to, they can also help in the dishes because some of our young adults love being working in the dishes as well. Yeah.
Takara, please tell us more about your experience at Browners and Downers.
Okay. Experience, it's a very nice atmosphere. We're very friendly towards the customers, so they feel welcome when they come in. I think that's all. I can't think of anything else.
Well, maybe you can say what type of things you like doing at Brownies and Downies, or what type of things you've learned.
Okay, well, I basically like to work in the front of house, so I take customers' orders, help the kids. There are times where I like to work in the kitchen, helping cook and helping the barista make coffee and stuff. So I like basically everything. So yeah, and I also sometimes do the motivational speech on the wall. So basically, I don't care what I do as long as I work.
How has your shop been received by the public?
Very good. We've been open now, I think, almost 3 years. In the beginning, like you said, with the name, there were some people that was against the name but I think now more people are used to it. In South Africa, it's not normal to have people with intellectual disabilities working and that people can see it. So you have workshops, lots of workshop, lots of places, woodwork, or where they are actually working at spas or those type of things. But you don't really see a lot of people with autism or Down syndrome working. So it's gotten better and better. In the beginning, it was a lot of women and teachers and social workers and those things. And now it's everyone. We got a lot of men that are also customers, business people in suits and everything. It's, yeah, I think a lot of people love coming. Like Takara said, we're very open. We're always laughing and joking. And I mean, if you look on our Facebook page, we've got lots of videos of our kids dancing and having fun and those type of things. So, and I think people really enjoy that because where our shop is, it's very business. So everyone must always be very super serious and they can never laugh at work and they can never do. And I think when they come with us, they can. They can let go and they can dance with the kids if they want to. They can do any of those things. And I think that our customers really enjoy that. Yeah. Yeah.
And if people do come to Brownies and Downies, everyone gets hugs. When you walk in, you need to get a hug from someone.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, from my side, it's awesome to be here. Awesome. Very cool questions. I love it. From my side, just if anyone wants to come to Brownies and Downies, we're at number 2 Long Street. and
in town,
yes, and in Cape Town. I don't know how far this reaches, but yeah, we've got breakfasts, yummy breakfasts, lunches. Our brownies are amazing. I completely forgot to bring some for you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm getting some bad looks here. But that just means you have to come and have a hug at the shop and have some brownies with us.
In Long Street.
In Long Street, yes. Yes.
At the bottom of Long Street.
Yes, yeah. We got milkshakes, burgers, all that stuff. So lovely stuff. And every time someone buys at the cafe, you're helping to support people with disabilities, which is awesome. And we're very excited. We love working with all our young adults. We've got 11 now that we've 11 young adults that we placed, right?
So what we do is we train our young adults with us, and then once they are ready, we actually try and get them other jobs, so at spas, at Pick and Pay, all those type of things. So yeah, we've got 11 kids that don't work with us anymore, they're working somewhere else. I think that's all.
That's it,
I think,
basically. Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for the interview.